The new Lotto game from the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery is creating new traditions for our players, like Mike from Bentonville.
33? Okay, got it. 34. Nope. What about 35? Okay, that's all six numbers.
Who's a good boy?
Your numbers, your game. Play Lotto every Wednesday and Saturday for your chance to match six and get rich. Only $2 per play. Call or text 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
Third and seven for Mount Tom, coming out of the timeout with 8:40 left to play in the first half. Mount Tom once again in the shotgun. The pass thrown to the right side, and
Yates tries a quick pass up there on the far sideline and throws it right at the ankles of his receiver. Just couldn't quite haul it in.
So incomplete pass there that took 4 seconds off the clock. Fourth and seven coming up for Mountain Home at the 21-yard line. It was just kind of surprising. No score in the second quarter between Greenbrier and Lake Hamilton so far.
That is shocking.
Fourth and seven coming up for the Bombers. Again, 8:36 left. Ball at the 21 of Christian. He looks like Yates is back in there, and he's going to keep it. He's going to get it toward the across the 20, across the 15, and I think he's got the first.
He's got it. Smart heads-up play right there, getting right on the other side of the first down marker, stepping out of bounds. Good job by Cade. Goodness, he let a defender run right by him. It was real smart. Good gameplay there by our quarterback.
So now Mount Home is in the red zone for the first time tonight.
We'll take it.
At the 14-yard line. So
you got to be kidding me. They stepped – oh, there they go. They marked it now.
Oh, okay.
About to say he stepped out on that side of the chain marker. So pretty sure it's a first down.
So he needed the 14. He got the 14.
He got it.
8:29 left to play in the first half. Christian right now up 14-0, but Mount Home threatening.
They are, and you need points right here if you're Mount Home. Taking their time getting it in.
Yep.
They want to control the clock.
25 seconds left on the play clock, so plenty of time.
Oh, yeah.
So, Mount Home once again in the shotgun. Run back to the left side. The fake handoff, and the quarterback will keep it across the 10-yard line, and it looks like that he's going to get to about the 9 or maybe the 8. I think they're going to give him the 8 on that play. Yep, so it's a gain of six, second and four coming up for Mountain Home.
Barnett's back in quarterback.
Yep, and the shotgun. Chenoweth to his right side. He's going to hand off to Chenoweth, and I don't know if he didn't get much there.
He's close there on the line.
He is very close, but I think he's at the 5. He needs the 4 for the first down. Mm-hmm. So third and a yard coming up for Mountain Home. 7:38 left to play in the first half. So third and a yard for the Bombers. Now Tom getting the instructions from the sideline. 10 seconds left to play on the play clock.
They're letting as much clock run as they can.
Down to 4. They're going to have to snap it pretty soon. Down to 1. And are they going to get it off? Yes, they are. So handoff goes to Chenoweth. He's going to get it into the end zone. Touchdown, Mountain Home.
Chenoweth goes in the end zone. Untouched there, Matt. Great play by the offense. Good blocking by the line. Mountain Home excited. See some movement in the fan base over there.
Absolutely. Five-yard gain into the end zone for Jacob Chenoweth.
Now what I want to know, Matt, is how come no light show when we score?
Yeah, that's right.
That's messed up.
Jack Shaner back to attempt the extra point for the Bombers with 7:08 left to play in the first half. Here's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 7:08 left to play in the first half, we got a whole new ball game. It is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use the smile to change your world, but don't let the world change your smile. Coleman Family Dentistry is a proud supporter of the Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing the state-of-the-art clinic, Coleman Family Dentistry is dedicated to you, your health, and especially your smile. With locations in Mountain Home and Cotter, there's every reason to book your appointment today. Call 870-424-4670. Go Bombers.
Hi, this is Tim Griffin, your Lieutenant Governor. You know, there's something really special about football in the South.
On Friday nights, I'm a Magnolia Panther. My wife, she's a Camden Cardinal. We love football season because it's a special time with family and friends. As your Attorney General, I'll work to keep dangerous criminals off our streets so we can all focus on what matters most, our faith, our family, and our friends. I'm Tim Griffin, and I'm asking for your vote.
Paid for by Tim Griffin for Attorney General.
Jack Shaner back to kick for Mountain Alma as they trail Little Rock Christian 14-7 with 7:08 left to play in the first half. By the way, over at Panther Field, Yellow Summit trailing Equipment 20-8 in the second quarter. Short kick for Shaner that is going to be fielded at fair caught at just near the 25-yard line, or may see looks like just inside. They're going to give him the 24, and that's where Christian's going to take over.
Kind of a safety catch there. I mean, he didn't have a guy within 10 yards. I'm surprised he fair caught that. I think his coach is asking him why.
Yeah.
He had some room to run there.
So Little Rock Christian will set back up in the shotgun. First and 10 left here. 7:08 left to play in the half. It's a one touchdown lead for the Warriors. Walker White in the gun. And Matt, looks like Christian's going to be called for a false start. We've been talking about it. They've been penalized a few times tonight already.
Yeah, number 35 jumps offside for him there. That's Ethan Ross, 6'2", 215-pound senior there from Little Rock Christian. Back him up.
So Ross called for the false start, and what was first and 10 now turns to first and 15 at the 19-yard line. White in the gun. He's going to drift to his left side, throw a pass, incomplete. Pass just so well low of his receiver there near the 30-yard line.
Good job there by Yates, making a good play on the ball. He had that receiver covered up. Does a good job there.
Second and 15 for Christian at the 19. Walker White once again in the gun. Inoki to his left side. Two receivers split out to the right, one out on the left for the Warriors. Now a receiver goes in motion. The handoff goes to Inoki. He gets it across the 20, across the 25, down to about the 27-yard line. And are they going to give him the 28? No, they're going to give him the 27, an 8-yard gain there. So third and 7 coming up for the Warriors. The big third down for Mountain Home's defense here.
Oh, it would be great to force a punt right here if you're Mountain Home. Huge third down here for the Bombers.
6:35 left to play in the half. White once again in the gun. Noki to his left side. Another receiver goes in motion. It's a shovel pass to his receiver. He's going to avoid a tackle in the backfield. Get it across the 30 to about the 32-yard line, and that's not going to be enough for the first down, and looks like Christian's going to be held to a three and out.
Hanford's clapping his hands over there because he ran right by the ball carrier. Oh, man, I bet he's just wishing he would have held up onto him. But great, great way to force the fourth foot down there. Good job by the Bombers.
So Walker White is, again, their punter for the Warriors. 6 minutes left to play in the half. Mountain Home's going to get the ball back, trailing by a touchdown, 14-7 our score. Dylan Drury back to receive for the Bombers. Fourth and 2 at the 31. White with the punt. It's a high end-over-end kick that is going to be fair caught at the 21-yard line, I believe. Yep.
Yeah, smart fair catch there by Drury. He had a pursuit guy on both sides of him, nowhere for him to go, so good job there.
That's got to be encouraging for Mount Home, not only to first get the score and then force Christian into a three and out.
I mean, man, I'm not disappointed in the way we're playing right now. I mean, these guys are fighting hard. They're doing a great job out there. Now let's put 7 more points on the board, and then we start over.
5:40 left to play in the half. Mountain Home with the ball at their own 21-yard line. It will be another shotgun formation for the Bombers. Trying to see who that is, a QB right now.
That's Barnett.
I believe you're right. It is Barnett. He's going to run to the right on the keeper and get out to about the 25-yard line. A gain of 4 on the play. 2nd and 6 coming up. Or are they going to mark it at the 24?
Looks like they'll mark it right at the 25.
Yeah, you're right.
So you're seeing a lot of different looks from Mountain Home tonight, really trying to mesh up the playbook a little bit, throwing some different. I mean, I know Kate got hurt there for a minute and they were checking him out, but you know, you're seeing a combination of both Cade and Barnett to really just throw this defense off their heels.
5:06 left to play in the half. Mountain Home has it 2nd and 6 at the 25. Now, Bombers once again in the gun. Receiver on each side. The handoff goes to Chenoweth, and he's going to get across the 25, across the 30, to the 32-yard line. Move the chains for Mountain Home. They have another first.
Number 36, Corwin Morris. I've been noticing him tonight. He was a lead blocker there. Does a good job allowing just Chenoweth to follow him right there and get some positive yards. And Chenoweth's going to have to come off the field because it looks like he lost his helmet during the tackle.
So Chris Hubbard's going to come back in and join Barnett in the backfield as they line up in the gun. 4:48 left to play in the first half. Mounts home with the ball, trailing 14-7. Barnett in the gun, Hubbard to his right, a receiver on each side. Barnett fakes the handoff, drifts off to the right side, throws a short pass, and that's going to be about a yard gain on the completion for Mounts Home. Second and 9 coming up. Looking to see who that was completed to.
That was to Morris. You know, he's over here blocking. Now he's catching passes, Matt. Where'd this guy come from?
Good question. 4:10 left to play in the half. Mountain Home with it, second and 9 at their own 33-yard line. Barnett once again in the gun. He hands it off to Hubbard. He's going to get it across the 35, down to about the 37-yard line of Mountain Home. So about another 3 yard, another 4 yard gain on there. So third and 5 coming up for the Bombers with 3:41 left to play in the half.
And Mountain Home doing a good job here, man, of controlling the clock. You know, look at that. Look how much time they're burning off between each play, trying
to
keep it in bounds. Yeah, they don't want to give Little Rock Christian a chance to score again before the half.
So Mountain Home once again in the gun. 10 seconds left on the play clock. Barnett will. I'm sorry, that's Yates now. He's back in there. He tries to throw a screen pass to his running back, Chris Hubbard. Just let him out a little too far, incomplete, and it's fourth down coming up for Mountain Home. And I guess they will most likely punt on this play.
They've been having a lot of trouble over there with number 55 tonight, Jordan Johnson. He keeps coming off that edge in that three front, really giving Brady some pressure. He having to throw and make that pass a little quicker than he probably would have liked to.
So it looks like Barnett back to punt for a Mountain Home. For Christian, it is Jacob Field to return it. High kick.
Is it going to
drift into the end zone? It just drifts into the end zone for the touchback. Well, you would like to have seen it stop there at the 1, but it didn't bounce that way, and so it's going to be first and 10 at the 20 for Christian with 3:08 left to play in the half.
Man, Brady boomed that one.
He did.
I couldn't get an official count there. I didn't see where it bounced, but my goodness, he led into that one.
So I think it was about a 63-yard punt. It's going to be a net of 33 there on the of a 43 after the touchback. Walker White in the gun, hands it off to Inoki. He gets it across the 30, across the 40, across the 50, and into Mountain Home territory. He's still going. He's going across the 30 and finally brought down across the 25 to about the 23-yard line of Mountain Home. Boy, you did not want to see that on first down.
My goodness, though, hats off there. Robert Dover steps into pretty much a safety position and has to chase the ball carrier down, and he caught him from behind. Man, he is quick.
He sure is. That was about a 57-yard gain on that play by Inoki, and he gets a handoff once again, and this time not going nearly as far. He does get in across the 20 into the red zone to about the 18-yard line. The 17-yard line of Mountain Home.
Christian's offensive line is opening some huge hole there, really helping out their running back. Our defense has got to find an answer for that and plug those holes.
About a 6-yard gain on that play. Second and 4 coming up for the Warriors. Excuse me. The end around this time is a handoff goes to the receiver, and he's going to be tackled for about a 1-yard loss, I think, or is they going to give it no gain?
It was a loss, looks like. Depends on what kind of spot we get from the ref there.
Yes.
Cade does a good job making an open field tackle there on the near side.
So there's about a 1-yard loss there. And now a timeout called. Official timeout, looks like. Are they going to? So I'm not sure why they stopped play. Because someone was hurt. So I'm trying to see who that is that is going to come off the field for Mountain Home there. Is that Justin Rulo there? Or is that?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It's number 40.
Yep.
Rulo.
Yep, it was Rulo. So
walking slowly off the field there.
Yep, so he is. So he's helped off the field, and Matt and Little Rock Christian will have a third down with 2:07 left to play in the first half. Ball is at the 18-yard line of the Warriors. Matt Christian once again in the gun. Anoki to Walker's left side. He fakes the handoff to his receiver. Gets it across the 15 and to about the 11-yard line. That is going to be enough for the first down. And so Christian will have it first and 10 at the they're going to mark it at the 12.
White shows why he's a D1 prospect there as he goes airborne over the line of scrimmage to get the first down there. My goodness, Matt, that's a play right there.
It is. He's got a deadly combination of size and speed. White in the shotgun, Noki to his right. Two receivers split out to the left. Now one goes in motion behind the quarterback, and a shovel pass to the tight end. And is he going to? He's going to get it across the five to about the 1 yard line. I think that's going to be first and goal coming up for Christian with 1:20 left.
You know, they set that in motion to run option to the right hand side, and he shuttle passes it right underneath him. That's a good play right there.
That was Ethan Ross with a reception there on that shovel pass. So first and goal coming up at for Little Rock Christian. Actually, this looks like it's going to be about the 2 yard line. This time, wide under center, and he's going to hand it off to his running back. And he's fighting for the goal line, and he's going to be stopped just shy of it with 50 seconds left to play in the first half. Holt Chappelle with the carry, and now they're going to stop play as Christian calls timeout.
What a play there by the defense. Big stop there. That guy is huge, 6'3", 200 pounds, and we just stood him up and drove him back. Good job there, D.
We'll break with 44 seconds left to play in the half. It is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 14-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mac is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Second and goal for Christian, just inside the one. White under center. He is going to sneak it in, and he does. He gets it in, and that took 3 seconds off the clock. Touchdown, Little Rock Christian. So Walker White only had to go less than a yard, and he did across the goal line. And just like that, the Warriors are up by 2 possessions again.
He does. That's the first time I think tonight we've seen him go under center. Just a little QB sneak right there. Gets it with no problem.
Grayson Hoover back to kick the extra point for the Warriors. They almost miss a guy on the field there. he had to hurry up and sneak in there. So for Christian, here's the snap. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 41 seconds left to play in the half, it is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
COVID-19 has presented a number of challenges, and unfortunately, identity theft is one of them. FNBC is proud to offer cobalt checking with ID Protect to defend against fraud. ID Protect gives you regular access to 3-in-1 credit reports, credit monitoring, and much more. Should fraud occur, ID Protect can help you restore your credit. Stop by one of the 11 locations or visit online at fnbc.us. There's only one you, and cobalt checking at FNBC helps keep it that way.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, certain rules and restrictions apply.
Here's the question. You've decided to sell your home. Where do you start? Hi, I'm Heather Hendricks.
And I'm John Schaub. Most buyers make up their minds in just 8 seconds. As they pull up, they're already deciding.
Mow the yard, trim the bushes, and put out some mulch. Make your home look like you love it.
When you believe your home has value, your buyers believe it too.
Call the Ozarks team. Find us at enjoytheozarks.com.
The Ozarks team, Century 21 Lee Mack Realty, 1024 Highway 62B East in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
The Grayson Hoover back to kick off for Christian once again as they lead 21-7 over Mountain Home. A short kick that is fielded about the 25 and brought across the 40 to about the 43-yard line of Mountain Home.
Got some laundry on the field.
Oh, yeah, you're right. We sure do. Right there, it's usually either a hold or a block in the back on the return team. They got the flag down at the 34-yard line of the Bombers. Let's see, there's officials are still talking about it.
Looks like it's going to be against the defense.
Really?
Referees are discussing it.
Wonder if it's a face mask.
I don't know.
Oh, there! Illegal hands to the face. So they're going to pick the ball up at the 43 and move it.
15.
Yeah. So Mount Holmes cost. Actually, it looks like they're going to move it 10.
10. Yep.
Okay. So it's going to go to the 47-yard line of Little Rock Christian. That's a big break for the Bombers. 30.
He went 15 and then he backed up. So sorry about that.
37 seconds for Mount Home to try to get a score before the end of the half, as they've got excellent field position at the 47-yard line of the Warriors. Mount Home back in the gun. The delayed handoff goes to Chenoweth. He gets it across the 45 to about the 44-yard line, and the Mount Home quickly calls timeout as the ball did not go out of bounds. Or did it go out of bounds?
No, they call a timeout.
Yeah, they did call a timeout. So we'll break with 28 seconds left to play in the half. It is Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
For more than 70 years, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas's vision has mirrored our vision. Tackle any obstacle to deliver reliable, affordable power to Arkansans. Our 17 electric distribution cooperatives have more than 60% of our state covered. Our team of over 2,000 employees work day and night providing power to more than 500,000 homes, farms, businesses, and of course, your hometown football field. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, powering the thrill of Friday night lights.
So Mount Home got it to about the 44-yard line of Christian on that play. So it was about a 3-yard gain, second and 7 coming up for the Bombers. With 28 seconds left to play, they trail by a score of 21-7. How big would it be if Mount Home could go into the halftime down by one and then receive the second half kickoff?
It'd put you in a good spot.
Mount Home once again in the gun. Running back to the left side, Yates back to pass. He throws a deep pass as the receiver gets by his defender. Looks like his defender tripped up there, and the pass is complete. And
Talon Palmer hauls it in on the sideline. Matt makes a great catch, and Barnett just slung it, man.
And he steps out of bounds at about the 16-yard line, with 21 seconds left for Mountain Home. Here's Yates once again, back to pass. Another pass complete to inside the 10-yard line.
That was to Barnett.
Down to 13 seconds. Mountain Home's quickly going to have to use their last timeout. So we'll break with 11 seconds left to play in the half. It is Mountain Home trailing Little Rock Christian 21-7. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
Mountain Home High School's Teacher of the Year, Dora Norcross, speaks about receiving that recognition.
The biggest thing I took away from being Teacher of the Year was just what an honor, because these were my peers who I think are amazing that voted for me. I feel very humbled by that.
She was also joined by the first person to congratulate her for Teacher of the Year, former student Ryder McLean, who shares why the award is so deserved.
The way she works with kids, she's like a mom at the same time.
KTLO Classic Hits in the Boot is proud of all our Bombers.
Mountain Home knocking on the door here, Matt.
Yes, they are. Mountain Home has it second and two at the at about the 7 or 8 yard line. 11 seconds left to play in the half. Yates once again back in the shotgun, all by himself this time. Five wide receivers. Yates back drifts back towards the right side. Now he's tries to throw it, and they're going to say he did get it off incomplete. And so it's going to be third and two with about 5 seconds left.
We got lucky there. They could have called intentional grounding, because he was still technically between the tackles, but there was a guy in that vicinity, so I think that's why they didn't call it on us.
Well, plus he got hit as he was throwing, so that So they're going. Looks like Mount Tom's going to sell for the field goal. Jack Shaner is back to kick. The hold is down. The kick is up, and it is good. So with 2 seconds left, Mountain Alma does add three more points to, on the board as Little Rock Christian leads 21-10. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Hi, this is Big Box Brad inviting you to come see us at Brad's Big Box Emporium.
Brad, we've gone over this before. You're not a big box store.
I mean, we have so many big TVs and big grills here, and they all come in big boxes.
Still not a big box store.
Folks, come see our Traeger grills, Vision grills, and the huge Samsung TVs and our other big boxes.
Just give them the website, Brad.
BigBoxBrad.com.
No.
Okay, okay. BradsTV.com, next to Walmart, Mountain Home.
So a squib kick for Mountain Home coming in out of the break, and Christian will return it to about the 31-yard line, and time runs off the clock. So so Mountain Home is going to go into the locker room down two possessions, but you know you got to feel good about you know being able to get some points there towards the end of the half, and then be able to get the to receive the kickoff to start the second half.
Oh yeah, if you're Mountain Home, you're in a great position right now, and they've really came. They came to town. They came off the bus ready to play. Really proud of what they've done so far and excited to see what the second half holds.
So that's going to wrap up the first half. We will start the Ozarks team halftime show in just a moment. Our score, Little Rock Christian leading Mountain Home 21-10. You're listening to Bomber Football on Classic Hits 101.7.
It's not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No. It's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HEAT for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code HEAT. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HEAT for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HEAT.
Arkansas State Parks are your passport to all kinds of adventures. And camping is just the beginning. Our parks can take you hiking, kayaking, mountain biking, fishing, and some of them can even take you back in time. Our 52 state parks offer fun, adventure, history, and so much more. So pick up your passport at any state park visitor center. Visit ArkansasStateParks.com and see where we can take you next.
At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com. At Knox Orthopedics, they know the pain from an injury demands immediate attention. At Knox, they can fix that. Their four highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll benefit from the best in orthopedic medicine with doctors who really care about getting you back to a life that's pain-free. See them at No. 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home or during clinic hours at Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Check them out at KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Goodbye, banking with limits. Hello, banking as it should be. The mobile apps from Arvest Bank give you the power to bank how you want, when you want. Pay bills, send and receive money, deposit checks, and lock your Arvest debit and credit cards. Need a mortgage? Get pre-qualified and track your loan's progress. You can even text your own personal banker and not have to wait on hold. With mobile apps from Arvest, Say goodbye to limits and hello to possibilities. Arvest Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Loading the kids in the car.